Hi everyone, I'm Deepika Mishra and I'm doing my PhD in Texas Tech University, and today I'd be talking about my research project, Utilization of Cotton Fiber Mutants in Pedigree Selection. Cotton. Cotton is the world's most important fiber crop. Not only as fiber crop, but also as oilseed crop, it is grown in 17 states in US and more than 70 countries worldwide. In USA, two cotton species, that is Gossypium hirsutum, which is generally known as upland variety, and Gossypium barbadens as Pima, is widely grown. But certain constraints of cultivars like low fiber length and less fiber strength with global competition and technological advancements in yarn manufacturing demands the need for improved fiber quality. Now the question is, when there is a lot of artificial genetic improvement programs going on, why is there limited genetic gain for fiber quality? The two main reasons are lack of genetic diversity in pedigree selections as well as molecular marker analysis, and it may be due to the increasingly proprietary nature of the germplasm, the large number of reselections in the pedigree of modern cotton cultivars, use of same cultivars in the breeding program. And the second reason is due to limited resources applied to cotton breeding as compared to other field crops. So, how to create the variability to exploit the genetic potential? The first method is interspecific, where we cross between the species, the same genus. Intraspecific, where we cross within the same species. And the third method is mutation. Results show that the variability is observed more in inter than in intra, but it is very less as compared to mutation. In general, appearance of a new mutation is a very rare event. Most mutations that were originally studied occur spontaneously, and this class of mutation is termed as spontaneous mutation. To genetically dissect a biological system further, new mutations were created by scientists by treating an organism with mutagenizing agent. And this mutation is called as induced mutation, which is done in three ways: radiation by using X-ray, chemical by using alkylating agents or base analysis, and transposon insertion, where mobile pieces of DNA that can move from one location of a genome to another. Increasing genetic variability, chemical mutagenesis. It is one of major way to introduce genetic variability. Two major classes of chemical mutagens are routinely used. These are alkylating agents and base analogs. Alkylating agents like ethyl methane sulfonate, ethyl ethane sulfonate, and mustard gas, they can mutate both replicating and non-replicating DNA. Chemical mutagens, they mostly work by inducing point mutations, which occur when a single base pair of a gene is changed. These changes are due to transitions and transversions. In transitions, a purine is converted to a purine, or a pyrimidine is converted to a pyrimidine. But in transversions, the purine is converted to a pyrimidine, or vice versa. In our lab, chemical mutagenesis was applied on two populations, TAM94L25 and Acala, for selecting lines with low and high fiber quality. History of the mutated lines that we used in our lab. Seeds of TAM94-25 and Acala were treated with ethyl methane sulfonate in 2003 at 3% volume by volume concentration, and these seeds were imbibed for 16 to 20 hours in aerated distilled water prior to the treatment with EMS. The seeds were later removed, rinsed, and hand planted in field at Lubbock, Texas. Plant populations were grown out from 2003 to 2011 at Tech University. Because the M1 is highly chimeric, the single plant selections were not made till M8, and the lines, the putative mutants with divergent fiber quality characteristics for micronair, length, strength, were selected using HVI, high volume instrument, and AFIS, Advanced Fiber Information System, at FBRI, Fiber and Biopolymer Research Institute, Lubbock. HVI. HVI was developed in USDA in 1969. It was designed to be used as a marketing tool, which is used to evaluate the quality of fiber within a bale of cotton. It evaluates multiple fiber characteristics in high volumes of samples at relatively high rate of speed in comparison to hand classing. HVI uses automated sampling techniques and measures fiber properties from a bundle of fibers. It basically uses a fibrosampler that grabs a portion of cotton from a cotton sample. This subsample is to create a beard of approximately parallel fibers that is optically scanned for relevant measures like upper half mean length and uniformity index. This system remains very popular today for both marketing and breeding because it is efficient in terms of time and cost. Under normal conditions, a cotton sample can be evaluated by HVI in approximately 45 seconds. AFIS was introduced to market in 1980s and the primary objective was to measure trash and NEPs. AFIS uses an aeromechanical separator to separate micro dust, trash and fibers within a sample. These three components follow different paths and measured separately using two electro-optical sensors, one for fibers and one for dust and trash. Unlike HVI, fibers are individualized before any measurements are taken, and this technique is very aggressive than HVI. Properties such as length, maturity are measured in each fiber using an infrared beam and electro-optical technology. This is a very effective tool in predicting spinning performance and yarn quality. My research objectives are to use mutation to increase genetic variability, utilize divergent selection for identifying plants with both high and low fiber quality parameters, and use identified cotton fiber lines with divergent phenotype for pedigree breeding. The graph here represents fiber length, which is usually expressed as the average of the fibers or the average of the longer half, upper half mean length. And here you can see 7 parental lines and 2 of my controls. This fiber length is influenced by variety, but the cotton plant exposure to extreme temperature, water stress or nutrient deficiency may result in shorter fibers. Excessive cleaning or drying even at the ginning also results in shorter fibers. Fiber length affects yarn strength, evenness and efficiency in spinning. The red color bar represents lines derived from Acala unmutated and the blue color ones represents the lines derived from TAM94 L25. The green color lines are the commercial cultivars that I'm using in my breeding program. Here we can see clearly a divergent selection as compared to the lines selected from the mutant populations. This graph represents fiber strength and the strength measurements are generally done in grams per tick. The strength is reported in force in grams to break a bundle of fibers, one tick unit in size. Fiber strength is also largely determined by variety, and here also we can see the same pattern, the same divergent selection as we saw in fiber length as compared to the line selected from the mutant population. Micronair. This graph shows different micronair value and it is a measure of fineness and maturity. An airflow instrument is used to measure the air permeability of a constant mass of cotton fiber compressed to a fixed volume. This is genetically not inherited and it is influenced during the growing period by environmental conditions such as moisture, temperature, sunlight, plant nutrition or extremes in plant or boll population. Low micronair can It is generally a fine fiber, but it is very immature that does not readily absorb dye, forming an uneven pattern. And at the same time, high micronair cotton is limited use in textile industry because it cannot spun into efficiently fine yarn. These are materials and methods. 12 crosses were made in the spring of 2014 between 3 commercial varieties, Stoneville 5458, Fibermax 2484 and Delta Pine 1044, and 4 lines selected from mutant populations Acala 1517-99 and TAM94 L25 with high and low fiber quality, which is developed by chemical mutagenesis. The table over here shows the 12 crosses, the 12 combination of my crosses. In September 2014, F1 seeds were planted in the greenhouse with parental controls, and in February 2015, F2 seeds will be harvested from each cross, and this F2 seeds with parents and unmutated chicks will be planted in May of 2015 in the field. Individual F3 lines, parents for each of the 12 crosses and several commercial cultivars with unmutated TAM94, L25 and Acala are to be planted in randomized complete block design in 3 replications. At harvest, individual F3 plants from each plot will be harvested and their fiber quality will be determined using HVI analysis. Analysis of various fiber parameters will be done in F3 and the best ones of the lots are to be subjected to spinning. My conclusion, better fiber quality makes so many people happy. The farmer is happy, the scientists are happy, and as we all know that without consumers there will be no market. So the ultimate aim is to make consumer happy with better fiber quality products. I'd like to acknowledge Texas Tech University and Fiber and Biopolymer Research Institute, and thank you for your time.
We have time for some questions. For different questions.
I was curious how big your three families that you're going to evaluate, because you're still segregating, of course, for any of the genes. So are you thinking like growing like 20 or 30?
Probably more than that.
Okay. So you're actually, and then you're going to replicate that? So
yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Any other questions? So these mutants that you've identified, are they substantially weaker than the parent lines, or do they look substantially different?
We have like 37 to 38 lines, and these are like the four lines which I have selected as per low, like from the parents, low and high. So it is divergently selected, and it will be better for breeding.
But are they substantially weaker? Is there a lot of genetic load? So I think you said it was the 3%?
Yes.
EMS solution? So it's pretty intense EMS, I think. I was just wondering, how negatively impacted are those mutants that you identified?
The graph which I showed, the average fiber length, this graph. So this is the unmutated line, and these are the two mutated lines which have been selected from that pattern.
I was just wondering, the plants themselves in the field, I don't know very much about
it either. Like physically, what they look like?
Yeah, are they look
anyway? Yeah. They look okay.
I mean,